And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. And 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com. And as we go to our 15-second Geico news recap of the day, you heard Tom Coughlin talk about the Giants' lack of identity. Well, that is a problem, Roman. After five preseason games and one regular season game, Tom Coughlin is still not sure what good things this team is able to accomplish.
And I know we've had this preseason discussion a lot, Paul, but when you get to opening day, you get to the first game of the season, now this is what you put on tape. And for any offense, and I've been a member, a part of a lot of offenses, for any offense to really have that identity, if you will, it's running game, pass protection, distributing ball downfield, quarterback finding receivers in the end zone. And that just didn't happen on Monday night. You hope what they did do, they correct it. But again, right now they put bad stuff on tape to show that they don't have an identity at this point.
Okay, Roman, let's take a look at the injury report, because there are some Giants who are kind of in limbo right now as they prepare for Arizona on Sunday. The one guy I want to point to is Steve Weatherford, who injured, was a badly sprained ankle, his left ankle, that's his plant ankle, in the game trying to punt against Detroit. The emergency punter, if he cannot go, and Weatherford is optimistic about it, would be kicker Josh Brown, and the holder would then be Ryan Nassib.
Yeah, and that's something that Nassib did in college. High school too. So it's good to have those options. But going back to Steve Weatherford, you know, he's a guy that his work regimen is tremendous, and Tom Coughlin raved about that. So he's going to do every single thing possible to be ready to play 4 days from now.
Now, Roman, we've talked about how the Giants' offense has to be smart and maybe manage a game or be conservative. But when you have less than 200 yards of total offense in a game, you're not going to win very many, and that's what they had against Detroit.
Yeah, and it's really about the big plays. And you really hope that one of those passes or one of those runs would have broke and improved that number. But consistently, the Giants really didn't do enough to show the type of offense that they can be. And it's got to be better. You look at an interception, that was, I mean, the unlucky bounce, if you will. Things like that. When things are going wrong, going against you, those are the kind of plays that happen. So those are things that you have to eliminate. The side adjust, turning around, reading the defenses. Again, they put in this system, you know, for months now. But again, those type of numbers, 18 for 33, 163 yards, those aren't good numbers. You want to see 2-3 touchdowns and obviously zero turnovers.
Now, you don't see the sack number up there. The Giants did give up 2 sacks. But really, the thing that's more important, Roman, the quarterback pressures. Eli Manning felt like he was under duress all night, and that is never a good thing.
It's not. And Eli Manning obviously isn't known for his ability to scramble. So the centers and guards have to set the depth of that pocket, and the tackles have to control the width. So Eli Manning can sit up straight and find those receivers downfield. And when you see 3 or 4 jerseys of the opposite color surrounding the quarterback and O lineman kind of lunging and reaching, I mean, that's not good. So, again, that's what they put on tape opening day. Those things have to be fixed for them to move forward.
We know the Giants would like to run the ball well. The final rushing total, 22 carries for 53 yards. But here's the deal. Heinoski was only on the field for 6 snaps. How are you going to run the ball if your fullback's not out there?
Well, and 3 of those 6 snaps that Heinoski was on the field for was goal line, where they threw 3 fades in the corner of the end zone. And again, when you go back to those shotgun runs, you want to do it when that defensive line is coming upfield. Maybe you're running draws. You know, you're taking advantage of that. I mean, we saw Rashad Jennings break a 73-yarder against the number one Pittsburgh Steelers defense. So that gave you some options about what this guy can do. We saw Andre Williams running tough. But on Monday night, that didn't happen. Are the big plays there? 100%. Can it happen, and should it happen next week? I believe that as well.
All right, and the Cardinals only gave up about 50 yards on 2.2 yards of carry to the Chargers. But the Giants' wide receivers were also culprits in this one, Roman. They had 4 of the Giants' 5 drops on the night against the Lions.
When Eli Manning does connect to the receivers, you can't have any drops, because those drops are the would-be big plays. When he's got help, when he's got a good pocket, when he gets rid of the ball finally, you just can't afford to have those drops. And I know Eli, Victor Cruz has been, you know, frustrated a little bit during the offseason, during the preseason rather. But again, you just can't have drops. You can't overthrow receivers. You have to catch those.
All right, so when the Giants do try to throw it, Patrick Peterson is going to be one of the guys trying to stop them. The Twitter question comes to us from Emma Louise. Wants to know, is Patrick Peterson on the same level as Richard Sherman as a corner?
Well, I think Patrick Peterson in a lot of football circles is considered better than Richard Sherman, because he is a more aggressive, in-your-face, bump-and-run cornerback. He can take away a team's number one receiver. You know, Richard Sherman, unfortunately, is a zone, not in that system, rather. He's a zone guy. He stays on that side of the field. He gets help over the top with the safeties. Patrick Peterson can run up and down the field with any team's number one receiver.
Yeah, Peterson's also, as you say, a lot quicker than Richard Sherman is. Well, from the Cardinals defense, when we come back after this break, we will talk to you more about the Giants defense, which was spotty at times against Detroit, tried to keep this ball club in the game, but when push comes to shove, they wore down too, and that's why the Giants are 0-1. Stick around. We'll have more right after this.
Fitness and wellness have always been part of my game plan for success. And now the New York Giants have teamed up with Hackensack University Medical Center to build a state-of-the-art facility to help you stay fit and well. Hackensack UMC Fitness and Wellness, powered by the Giants, features a world-class fitness center, saltwater filtered pools, a sports performance center, Beyond Day Spa. Stop in to check out the new facility on Route 17 in Maywood or visit giants.com/fitness to learn more about memberships.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, we're talking about the Giants defense, which at times did well, especially against the run the other night. Well, not so well on third down. And that's a big key because you got to get off the field. They gave up 10 of 15 third down conversions.
Yeah, and you know, Paul, defenses aren't built to stay on the field for 12, 15 plays, you know, 10 plays. Offenses are. Defenses are built to make them punt and get off the field. And when you give up those third downs, especially on the road, what it does is it really ignites the other team, especially when you have a good player like Calvin Johnson. And, again, you're going to give up a little more points on the road typically. But when you look at the numbers and the yards, and because a lot of those came as a result of big plays, you know, that's not something you want, Paul.
Well, you know, the thing that really got to me is that the Giants only had an opportunity at one takeaway. They did not recover a Lions fumble. They only had one sack that was by Robert Ayers. And quite frankly, their pass rush got to Stafford a number of times but didn't finish. Like when DeMontre Moore didn't finish off a sack on the first series and Stafford turned it into a Megatron touchdown.
Yeah, and typically in terms of pursuit angles with the defensive line and pass rush, you know, as DeMontre Moore comes and gets flushed inside, another defensive lineman should be right there to meet him. So you see JPP in there, you see Kiwi. So in terms of that entire pursuit of the pass rushers, I think all four of them failed, not just DeMontre Moore.
And that looks like blown coverages, but at the same time, they're also expecting the pass rush to get home.
Yeah, you do. And then when defensive backs are downfield and you've got offensive players that are still running, you either have to get to the quarterback or force them to throw it out of bounds or throw it away. And neither of those happened when you saw the big plays that Detroit had on Monday.
Well, let's talk about the Cardinals passing game. Everybody knows about Larry Fitzgerald, but he only caught one pass in the fourth quarter against the Chargers. It's really Michael Floyd who put up more than 100 yards the other day that wound up being the big play guy. And by the way, Palmer threw 11 deep balls last week against San Diego. That led the NFL in week one.
Yeah, I mean, look at what Larry Fitzgerald did last season. He's still averaging 11 yards a catch. He's still dangerous, you know, in the red zone as a target. But there's been some criticism about how he's being used now in this system. So I'm going to look for Larry Fitzgerald to really step up this week and then Carson Palmer try to find number 11 in that Cardinals jersey and try to get him going this week, because then now he becomes a good complement receiver to Floyd.
Carson Palmer threw for over 300 yards and two touchdowns. And the other thing was he showed some mobility in the pocket. And again, that means the Giants pass rush has to get home because he'll get away and throw it.
Yeah, you're at home. You got the crowd noise. They're on the road. You have to get to the quarterback this week, Paul.
And then finally, the run defense, again, pretty good last week, held the Lions to 50 or so yards. They got to be stout again against the Cards.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Roman, great to see you as always.
My pleasure.
It's the Giants and Arizona Cardinals, Sunday at 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.